Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are going to enter into Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter of Sefer Yehoshua. We are actually caught mid-action because in Perek Gimel, which we learned yesterday, that we were halfway through the splitting of the Jordan River, of the Yarden. Happens to be we're actually mid-action, so the river is split between these two parakim, but the story continues. So as if the river is split, Hashem gives new instructions while the people are crossing there to Yehoshua. And he tells them that once the people have finished crossing, take 12 people, one person from each tribe, and command them to take stones, 12 stones from the bank, or actually from the river bed, and take them out and place them in the place they will be sleeping on the west bank of the Jordan in Israel proper. So Yehoshua makes the command. He calls the 12 people he'd already set aside. He already set them aside last chapter, Perek Gimel, on his own accord. And he tells them to bring up, to take these stones. And he gives a reason now. He says this is going to be Lemanti Ezois Oisbris Abekirachem. It's going to be a sign for you that when your children ask, what exactly is this monument for, Dad? So you'll explain to them that there was this incredible miracle that happened, that the river split, and there'll be a remembrance forever. And so they did this. Israel took the stones, they set aside these 12 people, and they placed them on the west bank of the Jordan. Yehoshua now goes on above and beyond the letter of the command, and he takes 12 stones that were actually on the river bank, on the west side of the river bank, and places them in the river. So there's almost like this change happening. The stones from the riverbed are going to the bank, and the stones from the bank are going into the river. There's a switch which he has done. Now something interesting happens, is that at the end of this whole procession, we're told about the war host of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven and Chatzi Sheva Benasher now passed, so they send 40,000 soldiers to accompany the Jews, not their families, just the soldiers are going to enter to enter the war effort. At this point in time, Hashem says Yehoshua, the Tanakh tells us Yehoshua becomes unequivocally the leader. Everybody realizes in front of all of Israel and that he is the leader in place of Moshe. It's interesting because he has a miraculous parallel to the Kriyas Yamsuf, where Moshe Rabbeinu got his, in a sense, by Minoham, by Hashem, by Moshe Avdoi. So we have this over here, the parallel with Yehoshua at the beginning of his tenure. The Kohanim are then told to leave the river and across to the other side. And as they step out of the river tumbles back into place. And as you saw yesterday, the Radak says it tumbles back into place in an orderly fashion. So it's not a dam burst experience of the whole countryside being swept away. And they place in Gilgal on the east, which is a little to east of Jericho, to just on the west side of the Yarden. They place these stones so that everybody should know that for the future that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here and took them across the river. Just a few points to consider. Number one is that we see Yehoshua doing a lot of things on his own initiative. Number one is he set aside these 12 individuals already last Perek before Hashem's command was explicit about actually setting them aside. Also, he adds on the extra moving the stones from the river bank into the riverbed, which Hashem didn't say. He also adds in the reasoning for why these stones are a monument. So there's a lot of initiative being taken on the side of Yehoshua. We're going to have to trace that and see, you know, it sounds very positive. Are there going to be times where it's negative? We're going to follow that through in terms of tracing Yehoshua's proactivity. Another point to notice is that Rashi is medayek, that when the Kohanim crossed the river, they didn't cross it in an ordinary fashion. It doesn't say that they were over him, they crossed. It says vaya'alu, they ascended, which seems to say that the way it worked is they stepped into the river. As they stepped into the river on the east bank, the river split, and then they simply took a step backwards. So they were still in the Jordan side today of where of the Yarden, which means how do they really get across? Which is why Rashi says Ha'aron noisei es noisav, that the Aaron actually miraculously transported them across the river once they'd finished producing the miracle itself, which is really a fascinating wrinkle in this story. In the meantime, we're going to hold off here, and one thing we're going to leave for future as you get to Perek Yud is to understand where these stones really ended up. Do they end up in Gilgal, as it sounds like in the Pshat, or do they end up somewhere else? There may be another episode which will link to this episode, so let's keep these stones in mind as we continue. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.